G'day, welcome to Partakers Think Spot on Monday the 4th of June 2012. Let's go over to Jim and Joy and let's discover together what they are sharing with us today. Over to you, Jim.
Many people in the United Kingdom, as well as many other people in many countries around, settled down to watch a programme entitled Britain Has Talent. One performance and its effect upon millions of people will stay in our memories for a very long time. When those two shy young teenagers came on stage, sniggers of laughter rippled through the audience, as well as some wry smiles from the judges. "Things can't get any worse," one of the judges muttered under his breath. Little did any of us know what was about to happen within seconds of those thoughts. The song entitled The Prayer has been sung many times by a variety of famous performers, but this night's performance was incredible, right from the very start. When asked if they thought they could win, Jonathan, aged 17, and Charlotte, aged 16, offered a quiet hope so with a shrug of shy shoulders. However, as the first five notes were sung, the whole audience were on their feet, clapping and shouting and cheering with hands lifted high above their heads as they enjoyed the beautiful, outstanding voices of these two young performers. Loud as the applause was when they began singing, the volume increased as the pure notes continued. The high notes were reached so easily, warming all of our hearts. Many tears were flowing in the audience, unashamedly, and when they concluded, the judges and all stood to their feet, applauding continually. The four judges, the whole audience, and many millions who viewed it on TV were overawed, as indeed my wife Joy and I were. "A future star for sure," Simon Cowell said as they finished. And the other judges were in total agreement. Amanda Holden, another celebrity, one of the other panel judges, said, "What a privilege it's been to be here tonight to listen to you." On YouTube afterwards, nearly 2 million have already seen the replay. And we're only 4 days after the performance, as I bring these words to you. As I ponder this momentous occasion and its effects upon many people, I thought, what are we doing? As we clapped and cried and longed to hear more from them. Is this not a form of worship? I considered. Are we so thrilled with what we have seen and heard? They were brilliant and they deserved our praises. So then, and here's the point, do we feel the same on a Sunday when we go to church, as we come to worship God? Are we caught up with the occasion as we stand to worship? God, of course, is invisible, but we know he is present through faith in our gatherings, isn't he? Someone has described worship as to feel the wonder of God in our hearts and then to audibly express our feelings. Do we do that? I'm not necessarily thinking of the singing time, but the prayers and the preaching also. Do we come away saying it was a wow meeting as we caught a glimpse of the beauty of the Lord and his magnificence? Were we compelled to say to others afterwards, wasn't that fantastic? I can't wait to come back again tonight to sing, to worship my wonderful Lord and to hear more about him. I can't get enough of him. Only today, I heard of a church in London, a church that has grown phenomenally over the past few years, and huge crowds of people, especially young people, students, are arriving 30 minutes before the services begin to make sure they get a seat. Yes, I'm referring to a church in Great Britain. This church has 800 children in the Sunday school, packed to the doors morning and evening for the services, Wow, this is a wow factor indeed. Why aren't all our churches like this, where people just can't wait to get into their seats in church? Yes, I do hear it from individuals here and there who talk like that, but why some and not all of us? I share this thought with a gentleman today who is a director of a mission. He said, from his knowledge of many churches in Great Britain at the moment, it all comes down to one thing: a deep love for God. In Revelation 2 and 3, we find churches are rebuked by our Lord Jesus Christ for lukewarmness, or leaving their first love. In the book of Joel in the Old Testament, this was a deep concern of the prophet Joel, as he said, "You are religious people, but your heart is not in it. Return to God, that he may bless you." Should this not be the cry from each one of our hearts, from the worship leaders down to all the worshippers? Do we really love God deeply? For there are so many reasons why we should. Unto God be the glory for great things he has done. That theatre audience that heard those two young people sing, I think they fell in love with Jonathan and Charlotte on Saturday night. I'm convinced of that. These young people were so humble and putting their souls and hearts into their audition. The quality of the singing was unbelievable, and they are still so young. Coming back to our churches, are we getting so used to the method of worshipping God in our churches that even if he withdrew his Holy Spirit, we wouldn't notice? Could that really happen? As I read Isaiah from chapters 60 to 64, chapters on revival, surely the cry from our hearts should be the same as the evangelist prophet: Lord, rend the heavens and come down, and inflame our hearts to love you more and worship you, seeing your greatness and responding with passion. Let me know, my friend, what you think. I am sure I'm not alone with my concern for all the churches. Am I?
Dear loving Heavenly Father, have we simply come to church to sing hymns and listen to the sermon in a mechanical fashion? Have we held on to passions of our own that have taken first place instead of Sunday worship? We still attend with our feet, but our hearts are not in what we are doing. Maybe, whatever our involvement is in church, we have only done our duty without feeling the wonder of God in our hearts and desiring to express it. Lord, forgive us and give us a heart for worship and a desire for a fresh commitment to you with all our heart and soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.